The Volume.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
The deep sea is closer than you think at Monterey Bay Aquarium. Into the Deep, Exploring Our Undiscovered Ocean, opens Saturday, April 9th. This new exhibit will give you the experience of descending from the ocean surface through the dark abyss to the seafloor, and a rare look at the animals that thrive in the depths. Into the Deep features species displayed for the first time anywhere, some so new to science they have yet to be named. Don't miss it. Buy tickets and reserve your day at MontereyBayAquarium.org.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to sing it.
We're singing words now.
We'll even sing the business part.
Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive.
Now that's a commercial you'll remember, even if you don't remember the bundle and save with Progressive part.
We're singing that commercial.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is the end of the jingle.
A jingle about insurance.
I'm Jacob Goldstein. I used to host Planet Money. Now I'm starting a new show. It's called What's Your Problem? Every week on What's Your Problem, entrepreneurs and engineers describe the future they're going to build once they solve a few problems. I'm talking to people trying to figure out how to do things that no one on the planet knows how to do, from creating a drone delivery business to building a car that can truly drive itself. Listen to What's Your Problem on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Colin Cowherd podcast presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. There's a lot of reasons. It's America's number one sportsbook. Incredibly easy to use. Super safe. Totally secure. Super fast payouts in as quick as 2 hours. You're not going to get that anywhere. Also, same game parlay bets. Live betting. It's the best. Hey, if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I did it in 15 seconds. Get started now. Sign up. Please use the promo code Colin so they know we sent you. Please use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up. This is Prime Cuts, the best of the Colin Cowherd podcast. Crazy week, awesome guests. Mike Silver,
reacted to Bruce Arians in Tampa moving upstairs. It's Tommy's team. Comedian Adam Carolla, thoughts on Will Smith's ridiculous Oscar slapping of Chris Rock. I talked Final Four with College Hoops insider Aaron Torres and why it makes John Calipari look even worse with Duke's success. But first, my top takes of the week. Anytime things seem sudden and strange, there is usually a coup involved. Bruce Arians, who never showed any interest in the front office, although he had hinted at retirement, suddenly retires so quickly that the Buccaneers had to rush the staff and rush the players together to tell them. Meaning, it wasn't really planned. Meaning, Brady wanted him out. Listen, Tom retires, then unretires. Arians, I'm good here. Then suddenly I'm moving upstairs. Todd Bowles is in. It all is very strange and sudden. Come on now. I think most of you understand how the game works. This was never culturally New England to Tampa was always a weird fit. One is academic, cold weather, Boston, politics, sports, a power broker's town. One, Tampa, Ybor City, cocktails early, a goofy franchise. One, obsessed quarterback. One, dysfunctional franchise. Tom went there for more control and better weapons. He got the weapons. He got the Super Bowl. But what Tom never truly got, even in his Super Bowl winning season, was control. And that Arians is a seat of the pants, go with your gut coach. When Arians, and I like Bruce, but when he went to CBS to broadcast, the feeling was, he wasn't overly prepared. He was funny. People liked him. He is a seat of the pants guy, and Brady's not. This was always a weird cultural fit. It was always a weird fit. Old school Bruce, adapting, evolving, obsessed Tom. And it worked the first year. Folks, we saw this multiple times. I mean, Arians called out Brady. Tom took one for the team. You think Tom liked that? Legends don't like to be called out. They can laugh. They can fall on the sword at the podium. They don't like that. So this has always been a very, very turbulent relationship. And of course it is. Of course it is. You know, I always think Bruce Arians was a perfect fit with Big Ben. Big Ben was not obsessed. Big Ben was a gunslinger. Big Ben is an over-the-top backyard football quarterback. Arians and Big Ben, to me, like, that's a perfect relationship. You know what I think Tom's perfect relationship is? Kyle Shanahan. Obsessed, maniacal, considered the great scheming coach. Remember, as good as McVay is, McVay will acknowledge privately Shanahan's the better scheme guy. Sean is the better culture builder, better in front of the room. And he has built that with the Rams. So, you know, fit matters. This is why Aaron Rodgers, for all his talent, has won Super Bowl. He doesn't always get along with players. He has struggled with coaches. He has struggled with executives. Aaron Rodgers should have multiple Super Bowls. If you looked at his talent and Tom, you'd say he's got seven Super Bowls. The other guy has one. Tom usually is a better fit, easier to get along with. Aaron's difficult. And so, you know, fit has always been undervalued in sports. Chemistry has always been undervalued. We talk about this often that, you know, if it was just about movie stars make movies, then why wouldn't Paramount or Sony or Disney just go hire five movie stars, make movies, and everybody files into the theater? Doesn't work that way. It's plot. Its director works very well with casting director and producer and stars and complimentary pieces. So, you know, Brady and Arians was destined to have a great deal of tumult. It was destined to be turbulent. They got a Super Bowl out of it. But all these things happening so strangely and so suddenly, they tell you. Tom wanted two things in Tampa. He wanted better weapons and more control. And he got one and he didn't get the other. Now, Todd Bowles as the coach. I'm going to talk about that in a couple of minutes with Mike Silver. You know, Todd is the kind of coach that will let Brady take the offense. That's very much his personality. Todd's a great defensive coach. He's not power hungry.
You know, he is not a formulaic coach where this is the way I do it, my way or the highway. It's not really Todd Bowles' personality. He'll let Tom run the offense. He'll run the defense. It will, you know, Bowles, when he was with the Jets, you know, he wasn't much at the podium. He's not much of a personality. He is not a self-promoter. He's just a really driven, humble, grateful, gracious guy who coaches the hell out of defense. You know, is he a great coach? He's a great coordinator. But I think he and Brady will align better than Bruce and Brady. And, I mean, Tom is obsessed. I still contend that, and we've had multiple reports to confirm this, including Tom Brady's dad. What did Tom Brady's dad say 2-3 weeks ago? Tom didn't want to retire. There were external forces. Was one of the external forces the power grab? I mean, Tom Brady's dad said there were other things going on. He didn't name names. So, you know, Tom Brady's dad has, to a fault, not for me, but for Tom, to a fault, been honest. He came out. Tom doesn't want to retire. So this is, it may be sudden and strange, but it's fairly predictable. And, I mean, Brady is too detailed and too planned to suddenly retire and unretire. That is the most un-Brady move ever. That's just not what he does. I mean, Aaron Rodgers and drama, yeah, that's kind of predictable. Brady not having everything thought out, that's so off-brand. So, listen, I think Bowles and Brady will be a better fit. Tom runs the offense, will have say in personnel when he can, absolute control of the game plans, which you watch Tom versus Time. He wanted more control of the game plans. That's well documented. Now he's going to have it. So, you know, a lot of times you go for a job and there's two or three things that you want and you get one or two of them early and then you have success. And then you get that one you didn't get the first year in your second or third year. And so once Brady won the Super Bowl, the owners probably went, all right, let's weigh the options here. Greatest football quarterback ever. Good coach, good guy. We still owe him money on the salary. We'll just move him upstairs. But that's what this is. Now, you're probably going to have agents and you're going to have people come out and say, oh, this is really their best of friends. Oh, stop. We're not idiots here. Sports fans, you follow it, I follow it. This is incredibly easy to spot what happened here. It's not like Bruce and Tom can't walk down the hallway. Arians is still getting his money. They're still going to be in the same building. They're adults. They'll get along fine. This is better for the franchise. It's better for Tom. You know, Bruce Arians has had a heck of an NFL career. Now he's just going to have a different office, probably on the second floor. NFL free agency isn't done. I am very interested to see where New York Giants corner James Bradbury lands. He's good, and the Chiefs are leading on him. Well, well, well. So Kansas City, which has 12 draft picks and a lot of cap space, loses Tyreek Hill, and what do you know? They're adding really nice players. We always overreact to this stuff. About 33% of free agents hit are highly productive. That means almost 70% are not. Listen, Tyreek Hill is great, but he's going to go from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes to rookie head coach Mike McDaniel and Tua. Call me zany, I see a drop off in production. The Chiefs went out and got Juju Smith-Schuster. He was a good slot receiver with an old bad quarterback and a terrible O-line. What's he going to be in Kansas City? The reality is, and we know this to be true, if just a bunch of great actors made great movies, then you just, as a studio, hire 5 or 6 A-list actors, regardless of the plot, and put them on screen. But we know that some of the biggest busts in Hollywood history, the biggest flops, have been when you throw multiple A-list actors together. You know that fit matters because college preparatory counseling's become a huge business in the last 2 decades. what a good counselor will tell you, even if you have the perfect student, great grades and ACT scores, that doesn't mean they fit at Harvard and Yale. It's all about the fit. So much of that is true in Hollywood, where you go to college, and free agency. Listen, you know this and I know this. You can look around the NBA. LeBron is the rare player that works everywhere. NBA is a great example. Chris Paul works everywhere. But we've seen time and time again, some guys just don't connect. Kyrie Irving, James Harden, both are too ball dominant. The reality with Tyreek Hill, Kansas City has good chemistry, a great play designer, and a world-class quarterback. Juju Smith-Schuster's numbers should increase. By the way, so should Marquise Valdez-Scantling's number. Why? Because Aaron Rodgers generally doesn't trust anybody but his favorite wide receiver or favorite tight end in big spots. Patrick Mahomes, much more willing to distribute to multiple wide receivers. Take a deep breath. Kansas City is fine. Andy Reid's history tells you in Philadelphia and Kansas City, it's not just about stars. Chemistry, he makes it work with great play designs. That's what free agency's always been about. FanDuel Sportsbook NBA Same Game Parlay. What is it? Gives you a chance to turn a small bet into a...
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big payday. It's my favorite. Choose any NBA game, anyone. Combine multiple bets within the game. How many three-pointers made, who the leading scorer is going to be, and more into one wager for bigger wins. $10 can become a lot of money. Monday, I like the Raptors over the Celtics, Pascal Siakam to go over his projected point total. Make the mid-season feel like the playoffs on FanDuel Sportsbook. Get paid fast. If you're a new customer, you can bet $5 and get $150 in site credit instantly guaranteed. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up. Promo code is always Colin to get this deal, C-O-L-I-N, to bet the NBA today. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 533-42 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
This episode is brought to you by Square. What if your business could sell anywhere, at any time, and open to more customers, all by making one simple choice? Running your business with Square means being able to sell just as easily, whether it's in person, online, or on social media. Your business will also be ready for whatever new sales channels might open next. Go to square.com/commerce to learn what's possible. Square helps you reach customers everywhere they are, and you can get paid any way you choose. With one convenient place to manage everything, Square lets you add more revenue streams without adding any more work to your day. Go to square.com/commerce to learn what's possible. Want to sell more on social? Easy. Want to set up a website that integrates with all your other sales channels? Easy. If your business is open to new customers and new opportunities, Square can help you open everywhere they are. Go to square.com/commerce to learn what's possible for your business.
I'm Jacob Goldstein. I used to host a show called Planet Money. Now I'm starting a new show. It's called What's Your Problem? Every week on What's Your Problem, entrepreneurs and engineers describe the future they're going to build once they solve a few problems. How do you build a drone delivery business from scratch?
Our customers, they want us to do this unbelievably reliably in the storms, no matter what, and hundreds of times a day.
How do you turn a wild dream about a new kind of biology into a $10 billion company?
We didn't have a particular technology. We didn't have a way of making money. It was a great way to start a company. I highly recommend
What could go wrong? How do you sell millions of dollars worth of dog ramps for wiener dogs in the middle of a pandemic?
We're working with 400 influencers, and the majority of them are actually not a person, but it's actually a dog.
I can tell you right now, the dog ramp guy has some very interesting problems. Listen to What's Your Problem on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Longtime NFL writer, Mike Silver. Holy shnikes. So listen, Mike, this is not a difficult one to read the tea leaves. Like, these personalities were always different. I said when Tom went to Tampa, the cultures are different. One, Boston. Sports, politics, obsessed, prep schools, intense, academic, lousy weather, workaholics, the great history. The other, Ybor City, baby, cocktails early. You know, so I always thought, and I said this, I said, Tom will, it's the football's not the problem. It's the cultural gap that he's going to have to get used to. Like, he's going to have to train this team to be obsessed. Remember the helicopter pictures at the high school? I'm like, okay, he's getting there. But this feels like, and probably the term sounds too intense, a little bit of a power grab, older coach, obsessed quarterback. Tom went to Tampa for two things, weapons and control. He got one right out of the chute. He didn't get the other, and he wanted it. Is that fair?
Well, listen. First of all, let's assess. Let's step back. They had two pretty good years together, right?
They won
a Super Bowl, went to Lambeau, albeit fanless Lambeau, but won in the cold at Lambeau and then killed the Chiefs. And then this year, one of my favorite Brady games ever, if not my favorite, and I wrote about this when he retired for a while. But, he's down 27-3, and we all know about 28-3 and all the crazy things that had to happen there. But this was, to me, equally epic. And, yeah, there was a coverage breakdown at the end, and Cooper Kupp made a play, and the Rams did win that game. But, you know, what he did in that last game was incredibly hard. And maybe if they get that to overtime and win, who knows what would happen. So two great years. And look, I don't want people to oversimplify and go, man, Tom Brady and Bruce Arians. I mean, was it a perfect match? Of course not. But way better match than Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, personality-wise. And that one lasted, 20 years? And obviously, they did incredible things together. So I think if you gave Tom Brady truth serum and said, would you rather play another year with Bill Belichick or Bruce Arians, he would laugh and be like, please, BA, it's great. But I don't think it's I think more the control thing, I don't think was an issue in terms of the offense. I think based on what Bruce Arians told me that first year, he told Tom, let's run what you want. Let's put your stuff in. And he kind of stepped back a lot, and they ran Brady's offense for better or worse, and obviously for better in terms of the results. I just wonder, if I think you could look to the Antonio Brown thing, for example, right? Bruce Arians had it with Antonio Brown in that moment, and maybe a younger coach who is less my way or the highway would have massaged that. I actually don't know. I'm kind of on BA's side on that one. But, maybe things like that, Tom Brady would think, hey, we could be a little less reactionary here. BA grabbed his own guy. So there's some old school moments. But I honestly think it's an oversimplification to just go, well, Tom needed to get rid of Bruce Arians. That's a terrible match.
He's the host of the podcast, The Adam Carolla Show. He was one of the first big podcasts in this industry. You know him from The Man Show. He has a book out. His latest book is Everything Reminds Me of Something, Advice, Answers, But No Apologies. And with that, we bring in the world-renowned Adam Carolla. So, Adam, I'm going to give you my take, my 90-second take on Will Smith, and then you slice it, dice it, do whatever you want with it. As a stand-up comedian, as somebody who's on stage, you tell me where I'm wrong on this. So I'm agnostic, so I don't speak about religion, but there's a certain reality for the mobster who goes to repent his sins on Sunday, then shoots a guy in front of a steakhouse on Thursday night. He's not fooling God, right? Like, he's fooling himself. The Hollywood athlete or the Hollywood actor, the leading man, they've all got side dishes, right? Multiple. When they come out, and I'm not speaking specifically to Will, but, leading men and athletes, there are no industries where men cheat more than those two. They use their power and their leverage to gain access to beautiful women. I saw a lot of takes from athletes, current, former, a lot of leading men types, big tough guys saying, hey, you got to protect your woman. And I'm like, no. Like the mobster who shoots the guy in front of a steakhouse, you're not fooling anybody but yourself. If you cared about the woman in your life, you wouldn't be fucking around all the time. This is about your ego, which you couldn't subjugate because your wife cheated on you. It's very public. And in this moment, you look small. This was not about your wife. This was about your ego. Take it
away. Well, also, there's a context. You know, you're going to be in show business. You're going to sit in the front seat of the Oscars. I've written for two Oscars. I've been there. You know, you the process is you show up days before and they have the pictures of all the celebrities and where they're sitting. And by the way, always in black and white. I always thought to myself, this is the Oscars. You can't afford a color ink cartridge, but they can't. It's black and white. And by the way, some of the older guys and some of the other guys, you have to look at it for a while before you can realize just who that is. But anyway, so there's a context. Your front seat of the Oscars, and here comes Chris Rock, and it is his job to roast notable people that are sitting up front. So this essentially, it's like marrying a porn star, going to the set of the porn movie, and then freaking out because someone's your wife. You knew the job was dangerous when you took it. There's a context. Chris Rock didn't show up to your home and start making fun of your wife. You sat in the very front seat of the Oscars. He's a comic. He's going to roast. That's your context. It shouldn't elicit that kind of response.
Adam, I go to, you know, Hermosa Beach Comedy Store. I've gone, you know, down on Sunset, West Sunset. So I've had friends that are comedy writers. I've talked to Leno. You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be Johnny Carson like a lot of kids. I didn't want to be a sportscaster. I didn't even know what it meant. I just wasn't talented enough. So I went into sports. Lower bar for that, probably. So one of the things I've noticed about the great comedians, they've got a set, but they play with the crowd. They interact with the crowd. I don't think somebody said it's not a scripted. It wasn't scripted. It was, you look at her, you have a line. By the way, G.I. Jane was sort of an empowered woman, right? She was like a powerful, successful woman. So in that instance, I think, Jesus, if you tell comedians they can't ad lib in the biggest stage in the industry, the Oscars, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I disagree just because I've been behind the curtain there a couple of times. It probably wasn't ad libbed. It could have been quickly thought of backstage or at some previous point, but it probably wasn't ad-libbed in that you get writing assignments. It's like, here's going to be sitting here and this person's going to be there. And they'll go, give me a few jokes for this person and give me a few jokes for that person. So probably wasn't off the cuff, regardless whether it's off the cuff or not. You're on stage, you're telling the joke. There's no barrier between you and the audience, and sort of taking the law into your own hands is not a good precedent. Speaking of the law, I literally just got done doing a podcast with attorney Mark Geragos. And as far as the law goes, if Chris Rock doesn't want to press charges and there was no damage done to him, then the law is going to leave it alone unless you have some prosecutor who's looking for a bunch of publicity who would like to take this on is really a grandstand type trial.
What would you do
if I was the prosecutor?
No, if you were Chris Rock. Well, you're a bigger, stronger. You're a former boxer, I think, or something, right?
Yeah. Well, first off, I'd be so surprised that I don't know what I would do. Like, it's hard to fathom. Chris's brain must have been whirling like a dervish, not only from the slap, but just from the bizarre context of the whole thing.
Right.
I probably would have done what he did. I probably would have just sort of carried on. Now, what I was hoping for is that they would escort Will Smith out of the building. And then later on, when he won the Academy Award, Chris Rock would accept it on his behalf.
You still do a lot of stand up, right?
Yes.
You drive a lot of revenue in podcasting, that we all know. I figured you drive a lot of revenue in your stand up, which you're very active. Do you worry now this incentivizes some idiot for Miller Lite in to heckle you?
I have little to no regard for my own personal safety. I've just always kind of been wired that way. It was never a thing for me. I've been in fights. I used to teach boxing.
Yeah.
I just don't have a fear for my own personal safety. But, you know, Jeff Ross does. And so he's going to have to think about it when he goes up on stage. I am wired from where I come from and work in construction, riding a motorcycle, getting in fights, you know, teaching boxing and stuff like that. I just don't have that.
Sure.
Uh-oh, you know, what could happen? It doesn't mean it won't. It certainly is kind of grease the skids for that behavior. And it won't be in the back of my head when I perform.
Well, I think he does as good a job as anybody in the country in college basketball, Aaron Torres. I met him a few years ago. He came on my set when people were allowed to come on my set pre-COVID. Fox Sports Radio, host of the Aaron Torres podcast. He really knows his stuff. Author of One in Fun, the book about the 2010 Kentucky Wildcats. Listen, this is now a cliche, but it's been a really great tournament. We've had Aaron, like the St. Peter's story is obviously great. Miami shocked me. I don't really get them. I'm 5 minutes from UCLA. I watch them all year long and I'm like, I don't know what I get. Then I watch them in the tournament. Then the minute I fall in love with them, they get whacked by Carolina. So, I mean, my takeaway is we ended up with a lot of blue bloods. But it's interesting. I don't feel we have a great team. I think we have four good teams. I think Duke feels like to me the most talented, but you do this. You love this. You watch all of these. You're encyclopedic. Did this tournament have more upsets? Did it feel different? Or is it just the fact that it's been good TV, good announcers, good times mostly, right? In the, you know, outside of a couple late games, it just feels this year has been special.
Well, Colin, I mean, I think the biggest thing with this tournament, we got to remember, this is the first time in 3 years that we've had a normal tournament. And, you know, as the Carolina game goes final, we realize we're getting this Final Four basically of a television, executive's dream, right? As much as there can be. I went back and you think about it, 2020, the NCAA tournament's really the only major sporting event that really ended up being canceled. We figured out a way to play the NBA in a bubble, Major League Baseball in a bubble, the NFL with limited fans. Then last year, the 2021 tournament is planned in the middle of the pandemic. And so it was really the last major sporting event that felt like a COVID sporting event. 2 weeks later, we're starting the NBA playoffs. We have full arenas. I mean, I remember turning in that first Knicks game against the Hawks, Madison Square Garden's rocking. And so I think it's a lot of things. I think that the early rounds were awesome. They were fun. You know, you have the storylines that always carry the tournament. You have the familiar faces in Coach K, Jay Wright, Bill Self later. And I just think fans in the stands, normal time schedule, like you said, if you remember last year, we were playing games on like Monday,
yes,
Tuesday nights. It's just good to have it feeling a little bit normal again after 3 full years. 2019 was the last time we had one of these normal ones.
And even though we have blue bloods, let's talk about this. So I watch more Duke and Gonzaga than anybody else because I know Mark Few. I went to college up there, so I probably watch a half dozen games a year. I always watch Duke when they're on, and they're on constantly. But let's talk about that. So let's start with Duke. I think they're the most talented team. You know, they got a 5-star point guard who is not as good as everybody thinks. And yet I watch them in the tournament and I'm like, oh, total gamer. It feels like he's busting out and becoming like a star. But when I watch them play, my eyes tell me that, and this is, I think, endemic of college basketball, they're figuring out how to play together finally, but they feel like the most gifted team athletically, are they?
Oh, there's zero doubt. And it's crazy because, I don't really ever remember anything quite like it where they have a couple really nice wins early in the year. You mentioned being a Gonzaga guy and knowing that program well.
Yeah,
they played in Vegas on Black Friday. I was there. Duke won. And you came out of that game saying Duke's the best team in the country because Gonzaga had just destroyed UCLA a few nights before. So that's all the way back in November. Then we have 2.5 months where they basically hit cruise control in the ACC. And that was kind of the crazy thing about it to me coming into this tournament was I sat there and said, hey, listen, by the way, I am not the guy that picked Duke, so I'm not trying to take credit and pat myself on the back. But it was also kind of crazy to think about most talented team, legendary coach, In a tournament where everybody has stuff to play for, they have the most to play for, you know, sending out Coach K in style.
Yeah.
And so I think not only have they figured it out, Colin, but what I notice is, and I'm sure you've noticed it too, they're figuring it out throughout the tournament, right? Like the Arkansas game felt easier than the Texas Tech game. The Texas Tech game felt easier than the Michigan State game. And so what does that mean for next weekend in New Orleans? I don't know, but they are the most talented team. That's why I thought they would give Arkansas trouble. Arkansas, what they're great at doing is taking away what you do best. When you got five NBA players on the floor, you could do just about anything you want at any given time. And we saw that in the Saturday games. And I think you're spot on. They're by far the most talented team. We'll see if they get these two final wins. But as you said, very much figuring it out here as we go along in this tournament.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know why I instinctively think this. Every time Duke has a great run, I know it must eat away at Calipari. Because I think, listen, he took a shot at Duke in their recruiting, their one and done stuff, saying, you know, they say, we'll take care of you for life. And he's like, you know, we don't sell that stuff. And my takeaway is it's recruiting. You do whatever you got to do. You just show the kid more love if that's the way Duke shows the love. But I do think, because I think we understand Duke is a you know, private, small, academically, you know, I understand athletes can take classes, but I think instinctively, I think Kentucky should be better than Duke, right? Like Kentucky should be better than Duke. The revenue, the arena's bigger. You know, they recruit in the South big. They are the name in the South. Or is that unfair? And that Duke, because they're so prestigious, should be the best team in college basketball.
Well, Duke has the 30-year track record of the same guy in that seat. And now, you know, I mean, Coach K, you can say what you want about him, but what, five national championships? The other thing that Coach K did a great job of selling probably about 7-8 years ago, all those Olympic gold medals. Oh, yeah, I coach Kobe. I coach LeBron. I coach KD. There's no high school player that there isn't a comp to in you know, Coach K's Rolodex. So, you know, are they supposed to be better? I don't know. What I would say is definitively, they're not supposed to be losing to St. Peter's. And it's like you said, you know, 7 years. So Final Four 2015, that's 7 years. 1 year, there's a COVID season. There's no tournament played. So really the last six tournaments. What I would say is this. So actually, I think you'll like this, Colin. I don't know if you saw me say this the other day, but right now to me, they are the Dallas Cowboys of college football, college basketball. And it's because they win in the regular season. They win enough where you can't really like just clean house and start over, but they don't win the games that matter. And that's to me where I think Kentucky fans would say, oh, you know, the Cowboys haven't won a Super Bowl since blah, blah, blah. But I bring it up because where Kentucky is now is I don't think their fans are national championship or bust. If they got to an Elite Eight and they lost to UCLA or Baylor, or they got to a Final Four and lost to Kansas or North, they'd be frustrated, but you can't lose to St. Peter's. And it's like I said with the Cowboys, you can lose in the playoffs. You can't lose because Dak doesn't know when to spike the ball and when to go, and you're running upfield. And it's, you know, and that to me is where we are with Kentucky. I really don't believe that the fan base is, if we don't win a national title, fire everybody. That's not what it's about. But you can't lose to St. Peter's as a 15 seed. And again, by the way, in a season where Duke is in a Final Four, Kansas is in a Final Four, all the schools that have all the advantages that you do, they're in the Final Four, Elite Eight. You're at home because St. Peter's beat you.
At The Volume Sports, Twitter, Instagram, go to our YouTube page, At The Volume Sports, subscribe. Volume. Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into The Volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure, download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on The Volume Podcast Network.
I'm Jacob Goldstein. I used to host Planet Money. Now I'm starting a new show. It's
It's called What's Your Problem? Every week on What's Your Problem, entrepreneurs and engineers describe the future they're going to build once they solve a few problems. I'm talking to people trying to figure out how to do things that no one on the planet knows how to do, from creating a drone delivery business to building a car that can truly drive itself. Listen to What's Your Problem on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.